evening to you. Now, it's all our fault. Well, we're British after all, and let's face it, as a country, we've got a lot to answer for. And now an online petition has sprung up to demand a bit of payback. Here's something from the flavour of what's on the web.
We, the undersigned citizens of the world, demand reparation payments of £31,960,000,000,000 from the British monarchy. This money will compensate us for the profound injuries we've suffered over the last 500 years from British brutality, negligence, malevolence, crimes against humanity, and other heinous and atrocious forms of misrule.
And I do apologise for the accent there. They were spruced up a bit, so you get the idea, though. The ICBR, that's the International Coalition for British Reparations, says our empire has been the direct cause of far more pain and misery than any other country. And when it's not us that's doing things wrong, it's normally our inventions, our influence and ideas that are being used. So it's still kind of our fault. Stephen Grass is a real American. He's organised the petition, and he's on the line from the States now. Stephen, thanks for joining us tonight.
For having me.
So it's all our fault then in Britain?
Absolutely.
Is this a serious website and petition, or are you just having a big old joke with us?
No, I think it's very serious.
So how did you come to this conclusion then?
Well, I travel a lot around the world doing business, and what I keep hearing is that everything is America's fault. And I'm just like, wait a minute. If anyone knows anything about history, they know that almost every situation that's going on in the world today had its roots in the British Empire. So if you look at the Middle East situation, literally everything. The Industrial Revolution caused global warming. Every single thing traces back to you guys.
Right. So even though, you know, the Industrial Revolution sprang up in this country, it was our invention and ingenuity. Are you saying that the work that those engines have been put to in a country like America, for instance, China and India, haven't contributed to global warming? It's still our fault for inventing the machines?
Yeah, we have this expression in the States. It goes like this: whoever smelt it, dealt it. So basically, that's what it comes down to.
Yeah, we have one over here, which is whoever detected it, perfected it.
Fox smelled his own hole.
Yeah, this is what it sounds like to me. Okay, then, it's a dangerous precedent. You put a price on it, so how much do we owe?
$51 trillion.
And so how much is that per head of population for everybody who's not British?
$8,350.
Which is about £4,500.
Yeah.
Because let's face it, the dollar's pretty weak at the moment. It was worth a bit more than that a few months ago.
Yeah. Okay. People of the world, it's time to get paid.
Yeah. So I suppose, Stephen, for organizing this petition, you should be in for a little bit more money.
Well, no, not at all. This isn't for profit. This is really just to call attention to the people of the world that, hey, America's just cleaning up after a mess that was created by somebody else.
You reckon, do you?
Absolutely. So we didn't make the Middle East happen. We just happened to show up and be like, oh my, somebody's got to clean this up.
Yeah, you've done a lot to help matters, haven't you?
So
let's just think about this for a second. I mean, you might have a point. We might be to blame for a lot of things. You might be right here, but I think I've traced it back a little bit further, Stephen.
Okay, what is that?
Yeah, all right, I'll grant you, the aqueduct and sanitation are two things the Romans have done. And the roads. Obviously not roads. I mean, the roads go without saying, don't they? Well, apart from the sanitation, the aqueduct and the roads.
Irrigation. Medicine.
Mm-hmm. Education. Mm-hmm. Yeah, all right, fair enough.
And the wine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's something we've really misled you. The Romans left.
Public baths.
And it's safe to walk in the streets at night now, Reg.
Yeah, they certainly like to keep order. Let's face it, the only ones who could in a place like this.
All right, but apart from the sanitation, the medicine, education, wine, public order, irrigation, roads, the fresh water system and public health, what have the Romans ever done for us?
Stephen, it was the Romans.
You know what you're pointing out? It's Europeans in general.
Do you reckon?
Absolutely.
Well, at least I've taken the heat off our country entirely. Well, thanks for joining us, and I suppose we better review the fact that we're actually one of your staunchest allies, taking into account your website.
You should be. You caused a big mess, and you should help clean it up.
Yeah. Okay, well, Stephen, I'll be writing a cheque for you personally today for your £4,500. Thanks for joining us tonight and taking the time.
Certainly.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
That's Stephen Grass from the ICBR, which is the International Coalition for British reparations. All right then, headlines.